OMG.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kempbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 3rd of November. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Penny Williams. Hello, Penny.
Hello, listener.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Cool. It's lovely to see you, Penny. I haven't seen you at the Business Bunker for ages and ages and ages.
It's been a while. I had a busy summer. So.
You have, yeah. You have had a busy summer.
A few events, too.
Yeah, exactly. And we have got rid of what was her name? Can't remember her name. She used to hang around here a lot. Jules or something. Yeah. Julie. Jane. Something like that.
I can never fit into her shoes.
No, nor can anyone else. I can fit in her shoes and I'm size 11. Jules is away. This is her last week away and then she's back, allegedly. She's been terrorising the United States.
We miss you.
Yeah, well, not a lot. Anyway, it's lovely to see you, Pen. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
Cool. What have you been up to?
Oh, a busy summer of promoting events.
Yep. This is the Big Plan Group, your business, yep.
It is, yeah. We had the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, then War and Peace.
Yeah.
Then Combined Ops at Headcorn. Yeah. The last flight of the Vulcan.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's some fantastic photographs of that floating around on Twitter and other parts of the internet.
Then the Hop Festival down at Faversham and the model show again at Headcorn. So.
Fantastic. So, and that all went off well. I know most of them were pretty well attended.
All gone well. Christmas lights is next.
Christmas lights. But presumably you're planning now for next year's events, all of those things.
We are indeed. They're all happening again.
Yeah.
Leeds Castle Classical Concert in July.
Right.
And then War and Peace again at Folkestone Racecourse.
Wow, okay.
End of July.
Right.
And Combined Ops in August, followed by Hop Festival and Model Show in September.
Fantastic.
Well, all over again.
Yeah, Packline, why not? Why not? They're great. They're great events, aren't they? They bring lots of tourists into the county as well. You know, we contrived almost to destroy them all with Operation Stack last year.
Well, War and Peace this year was a challenge, but the visitors came in their thousands on the railways.
Yeah.
Because we've got a station right at Folkestone Racecourse.
Yeah, so. Western Hanger, yeah. Mm. And you had a train that came right in and dumped them all in.
Southeastern had a really good couple of days.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, nice one. No, it's really brilliant. And they're all fabulous institutional events in Kent these days. And
they are heritage events.
Absolutely. And they attract a lot of business into the county, as well as for us locals too. So, you know, what's not to like? Well done.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, no, pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show today. Just a quick mention. Sadly, one of our guests, Lee Hollands, has not been very well this morning, so he's unable to join us on the show today, but he will be back at a later date and we'll talk to him later. So big get well soon to Lee, and sorry that you're feeling unwell. Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at RAP Office Contracts, the office design and fit out and construction specialists based in Maidstone but covering the southeast of England. They do loads of things, but one of the things they've tended to specialise in the last couple of years, over and above the ordinary office stuff that they do, are schools and colleges, and they've done some wonderful stuff just recently.
They
in a number.
They post some amazing pictures on Twitter.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. The creativity and the colour schemes and what they come up with, I think, is
absolutely stunning. And those pictures look as if they're kind of like stock pictures they just picked off the internet, but they're not. They're actually designs of things that they've done. And
very creative company.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really awesome.
Fan of Julie.
Yeah. So big up and big thank you to RAP Office Contracts for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate your support, as we do with all of our regular sponsors and supporters. Thank you very much. We'd love to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent and Southeast England, and some of you based in Turkey and Luxembourg and on the east coast of the US and Florida, and one particular person swanning around South Carolina at the moment. We'd love to hear from you all. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb. Do drop me a tweet. We have had quite a few tweets already, but do keep your tweets coming, and we will attempt to read them all. We will be joined later on the show by a couple of guests. We've got the lovely Mr. Adrian Kearney with us. Good morning, Adrian, or good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. You had a bit of an emergency trip before you got here.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. And we've also got coming up all the way from Dublin, University College Dublin, Barry Brophy, who's going to be talking to us about a very interesting subject. He is an academic that has been specialising in the psychology of presentation and public speaking skills, and we really are looking forward to speaking to him, which will be very interesting, and that's going to be coming up after 2 o'clock, so do stay tuned for the rest of the show. We've also got, coming up later, four interviews that I recorded at the recent Get Social event, which was held at Canterbury College last week, and it was a joint event held with Zoe Cairns Social Media.
Packed out.
It was absolutely packed. 500 tickets sold. Absolutely packed. Zoe Cairns Social Media and Kent and Victor Chamber event, all about engaging in the new digital world. We had some fantastic speakers. Had a chat from the Ministry of Defence, would you believe, talking about social media engagement with the Ministry of Defence. Yeah, absolutely. And it was fascinating.
Are they not scared of it?
Well, that was the beauty of the talk pen, to be honest, is there were lots of people in the audience from professional service firms that were terrified of social media and saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then a guy rocked up from the Ministry of Defence and went, well, we use it and we tell people all kinds of things. And, you know, if you think that you've got secrets...
do they tell people?
it was fascinating stuff. They do lots of operational stuff and news. So they will actually break news stories that a drone hit somewhere. You know, they use it for... positive propaganda. If they didn't say that, I'm saying that. You know, where they will show you things that they've done operationally after they've done them to prove that they've done them or whatever.
And this is on Twitter?
Yeah. They've got Twitter accounts. They've got Facebook pages. They're massive. They've got a huge library of photographs which are accessible and usable by the public. And you can go to the MOD photo library and you can download their military photographs, and there's static things like pictures of planes and tanks, but there's also planes and tanks in operation and action and stuff like that. And they use it on a number of levels. They are engaging people in the military all over the world. So, you know, people serving in different parts of the world will tweet in and, you know, tweet between themselves and have conversations. They use it as a news service, so they will tweet things out and they will Facebook things out that news agencies pick up and use. And fascinating. They really were on the ball with it, and they really weren't not scared of it, you know. And like anything, there are things that go peak-tong, and they understand that, but they had to embrace it. And one of the things that the chap was saying that did the talk about it, who is head of digital engagement for the MOD, one of the things he was saying was, you can't avoid it. People are going to talk about what you're doing. So if you're not there, you can't manage it. You can't put your own side of the story. Exactly. You've got to be there.
Yeah.
And we worked that out a long time ago, and we now use it, you know.
Amazing.
And, you know, they talked about the power of this and how in lots of parts of the world, oppressive regimes have tried to suppress the usage of it. But you can't anymore. Things get out. And as soon as they get out onto social media, the public knows what's going on. You can't manage the news cycle like you used to, you know, with your own propaganda, because all the other stuff comes out. Fascinating. Fascinating insight.
I'm gonna follow them.
Yeah, it was a fascinating insight. It was a brilliant day all told. There were loads of other good speakers talking about all facets of digital engagement. And the event went really well. And I've got four people that I just did a quick Vox Pop hello to while I was there that we're going to hear from later. And then next week we've got four more. So that's coming up a little bit later in the show. But I'll tell you what, Pen, do you want to kick off by reading us an email?
Yes, I've got one here from Fraser Thompson of English Wines.
Wow.
All about crowdfunding. But he's also just summarised the journey that they've been on. 14 years ago, we embarked on a journey to transform people's opinions about English wine. It's been a mission, but now English wine is no longer the butt of jokes. Mm-hmm. It's served in some of the best restaurants in the world. It wins serious international accolades, and of course it's along grand marquees of champagne at premium prices in major supermarkets. In building the Chapel Down wine business, we've not only won a hat full of awards, but also gained lots of friends and great customers and built a solid business. We see a lot of parallels with lager. The world's favourite beer, now reduced to a sad fizzy yellow liquid, a testament to big brewer blandness, where market research wins over passion and corporate cardboard trumps taste, where the only thing that changes seems to be the advertising, where it's big news if the logo font is up to point. He wants us to check out the new crowdfunding campaign for Curious Beers and Cider at SEEDRS, cedars.com/curious beer.
Sounds good. I don't know if you know, but Chapel Down Wine, English Wines Company, currently hold the record for the largest amount of money raised on a crowdfund platform in the UK. They raised £3.1 million in a week.
Well, I think they're going for it again.
They are indeed. Yeah, they are indeed, to expand and go for the beer. Do check that out. The rewards on offer for investing in the company are pretty impressive. Starting off with crates of lager and getting better and better and better. They are a listed company, English Wines, Chapel Down. They are a listed, I think they're on the AIM market. So you are actually going to be purchasing shares in a publicly quoted company. So, you know.
14 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember them starting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe that's 14
They've done
years.
Phenomenally well. Of course, they're based in my hometown. I live in Tenterstone, yeah, which is where they are. And they've done fabulously, fabulously well. We ought to, Fraser came on the Business Bunker about 2 years ago. We ought to get him back on
stage. He's great entertainment. Anyway.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely, yeah. So we must get him back on some stage to kind of fill us in and on what's happened in a couple of years since he was last on. That would be brilliant. We've had some tweets. We've had a tweet from Kent Venues, who say, Vanilla Web, hi, we're listening in. KentVenues.co.uk is their website, and Kent Venues on the Twitter. And they're a portal for listing places where you can have your wedding or your party or whatever event you want, really. It's a list of venues in Kent.
Very useful.
Which is handy, and quite lucky that they called it Kent Venues, really.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's venues. We're in Kent, yeah. Which is clever, isn't it, really,
yeah,
when you think about
marketing.
It. So do give Kent Venues a follow on the Twitter. Kent B2B, which is the East Kent B2B, is tomorrow. And they say, and, Vanilla Web, that's me, and a few other people are actually talking on it. We are indeed. We have got some more details about it later on in the show, but just for the moment, oh, you found the email.
I have the paper.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you want to read it now, as I've tweeted in?
East Kent B2B, Wednesday the 4th of November at Discovery Park Sandwich, 9 till 4. Our B2B conference and exhibitions are where you can come to do business, and we cover all of Kent. Who should attend? Successful and growing businesses that want to achieve the highest level of success. Why come along? Learn from the experts. It's a great way of meeting hundreds of new businesses in one day, and a great show offers from our 80 to 100 exhibitors. Don't struggle with your social media. Come to one of our digi sessions run by Zoe Cairns. Knowledge and informative workshops on key business issues, and speed networking with Hilary Steele. Fun, informative and highly effective, and a keynote speaker of yourself.
Oh, me?
Yes.
What am I talking about? Does it say?
And Dan?
Dan Mordub.
Yep.
Of Wonderful Creative Agency.
And
yep.
Lizzie Hodgson.
And Lizzie of Think Nation. Yep.
So bookings at kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Yeah, and there's a huge exhibition of business to business. There's loads of people there. The event's sponsored by Rift Accounting. There's speakers, as Penn just told you. There's networking run by Hilary Steele, which will be a right crack. And there's loads of things. So do get along there tomorrow, Discovery Park at Sandwich. And
9 till 4.
9 till 4, and come and say hello and all that other lovely good stuff. I've got to get up early. Ooh. Well, I've got to get up early to be there. Don't fancy that, but it'll be a laugh.
You're so busy. Do you ever go to bed?
No, that's a lot of the problem, that I won't have got home in time to get up. But and that's true, actually. That is true. Because anyway, whatever. I've got a couple more tweets come in. Harmony Therapy Trust, who are new listeners, and they've got a website, which is harmonytherapytrust.org.uk. And they say, if you go to theharmonytherapytrust.org.uk, there's a video and info about what we do. And you can follow them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is THTT2010. THTT2010. And once again, their website is theharmonytherapytrust.org.uk. Do give them a check out. I also want to mention this. Mandy Brook, who's the chief executive of Recruitment Southeast Group, wrote a fabulous blog a couple of days ago about being lonely at the top. And Mandy, who I mentioned last week, actually, has just won Sussex Businesswoman of the Year Award, amongst a whole heap of other awards that she's won, has written a fabulous blog about the trials and tribulations of running your own business. And we've put it up on the Kent Business Radio blog site. Do have a read of it. It's a fabulous, fabulous blog. It is a really heartfelt thing. Do go and read it. It's called Lonely at the Top, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/blog. And you will find it there, Lonely at the Top. Do read that. It's a fabulous, fabulous blog.
You and can't beat personal experiences.
Absolutely. Please. Absolutely. It is. Just read it. That's the only thing I'd say. Built 4 Group have tweeted, I think Chris is getting a tad excited because he's on the radio later. Chris Borman is one of the guys I interviewed at Get Social, and I've got a recording of his interview to play fairly soon, actually, and he's getting all a bit excited waiting to hear it. So it's coming soon, Chris. Not long now, mate, and we'll be on. And the lovely Joe Wimble Groves of Active Digital has tweeted in to say that they're listening in and enjoying the show. So thank you to all of those folks. I'm going to do one more tweet because it just came in. Hold on, it's suddenly disappeared. Where have you gone? Bedfont Scientific. Vanilla Web tuning into the show over lunch and enjoying it. Oh, and also Lisa Settle, Vanilla Web listening into the show. Say hello to Adrian for me, or should that be woof woof? Thank you. Thank you, folks. And apparently Chris can't listen live now. He's had to go out. So he's going to have to listen on the catch up.
No.
Ah. Do you reckon they got rid of him? Do you reckon he was too bouncy in the office and they sent him out?
Bad time management.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now, Pem? We're going to play a bit of music, a bit of tunage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we'll be back.
Hey, RIFT Research and Development, reuniting innovators and business tax credits. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 3rd of November. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I like a bit of Motown, me. I like a bit of Motown.
Very smooth.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I do play that far too often, I have to say, but it is one of my favourites. Hey, guess what I got coming up later, though, Pen?
What?
Tune wise. Go on, guess. A bit cheesy. I play it every time you're on. Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh.
Van Morrison. I haven't played it for a while because you haven't been on for a while.
No.
But I was playing
it. I've forgotten that was my song.
Sorry. Yeah. No, that's
all
right.
It's been too long.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've got that coming up later. Don't you worry. We've had loads more tweets, so do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. And a tweet from the lovely Louise Henley. Louise is chair of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, an august institution of which I am proud to be president. And we have our big awards dinner this weekend. And she just tweeted to say, for Nina Webb, you know, we have over 100 guests to entertain on Saturday evening. As we host the Kent Deaf Children's Society Awards, celebrating deaf children in Kent. I tell you what, it's a fabulous event, that. We just recognise young deaf children and things that they've achieved, and it's absolutely brilliant, and the kids are absolutely fabulous, and they get so excited about it. It really is a cracking event, and it's a key event in our social calendar, and it's this weekend. If you haven't booked your tickets now, it's too late. You can't come.
Book for next year.
Yeah, book for next year. But we've got 100 people coming, so that's brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. We had a cracking year last year. It was really, really good. thank you for that. She's also offered to lend me a dress for the evening.
A dress?
Yeah.
Well, you have been known to wear pink before.
Well, exactly. I think that's what she's referring to. Because, in fact, the now infamous episode of the Pink Tutu was actually a fundraiser for Kent Deaf Children.
Yeah.
She says, I will lend you a dress if you want, but bring your own shoes. I don't know why
so
that would be.
So we can sponsor you.
Yeah. anyway, we've also had a tweet from the fantastic Pause Radio. That's the lovely Gav. Pause Radio and the lovely Gav do a reggae radio show. And great supporters of the Business Bunker. So big up to Pause Radio. You can follow them on the Twitter, PAUZE Radio, all one word, Pause Radio. Give Gab a follow on that. And Jane Ollis, while we're talking about music, has tweeted, Vanilla Web, we have some live music. A Kent musician and entrepreneur, Chris Searle of Inspire You Records, is going to be performing at our unconference. We have an unconference, which we're going to tell you about later as well, because we have an email about it, coming up on the 19th of November at the Cathedral Lodge in Canterbury. But we'll tell you more about that later on in the show. And Thanet Business have also tweeted. And I've also had a tweet from the lovely Jackie Brooker, sometime co-host of this august show, who says, great show today. We'll be listening to you later. Can you give me a shout out for Dakota Blue HR Services? And that's Dakota Blue HR on the Twitter. So consider yourself shouted out. What we're going to do now is, as I mentioned earlier, we've got four interviews that I recorded, very brief ones, with some people I bumped into at a Get Social event last week. So should we have a listen to them? Let's do that. This is Paul Andrews at the Get Social Kent event at Canterbury College, and I've just bumped into Chris Borman. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. Are you enjoying the day?
Very much so. I particularly like being on Twitter during this.
It's been amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We're trending on hashtags and everything. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to number one. I've been colluding with a few other Twitter accounts. We're going to get it to number one. I wouldn't mind if I was number one, but we'll get there all together, you know.
Absolutely. So, Chris, tell me, what do you do? What's your business?
I'm a digital marketing executive at Built for Marketing.
Right, okay.
We're a construction-based marketing company, but we do veer outside that occasionally. Very okay. big in Kent. And I've been live-tweeting up a storm today because that's a big part of my job.
Fantastic. So give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle and all that kind of
sure.
stuff.
Sure. We are www.builtformarketing.co.uk and you can find us at Built for Tweets.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of the day. Nice to meet you.
Thanks very much. Take care.
I've just met Penelope James. Hello, Penelope. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
I'm really well, thank you. So are you enjoying the day so far?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's been really interesting so far. Great speakers, great panel of speakers so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic attendance. I'm really impressed by so many people who've turned up. And
yeah, there's nearly 500 people here, yeah.
It's a great buzz.
Unbelievable. So tell us, Penelope, what do you do?
I'm a public relations consultant.
Okay.
I'm an independent consultant. I am based in Kent, but I work nationwide and internationally.
Right.
I offer a full service to customers.
Do you specialise in any particular niche market or do you cover most things?
I'm a generalist, but I also have specialist subjects that I'm most familiar with.
Right.
And they would include media, television companies, newspapers.
Radio stations. Okay.
Yeah, magazines, so forth. Sport, I've done a lot of work in sport.
Okay.
Transport and the arts. Those are my big four areas, and I'm also involved, do a lot in event management.
Okay, fabulous. So give us a shout out for people to find out more about you and what you do.
My name's Penelope James. I've got a website, www.penelopejamespr.com, and you can contact me through that. That's probably the easiest.
Okay, fabulous. So we'll look at your website, penelopejamespr.com, and find out all about you.
Thanks.
Penelope, enjoy the rest of your day. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
We're just coming up to the lunch break now here at Get Social 2015, the Kent event at Canterbury College. And I've just met Jane Unsworth. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So tell me, Jane, how are you enjoying the day so far?
It's absolutely brilliant.
Are you finding it useful?
Very, very useful. Zoe was fantastic. And Luke, they're just loads of information. It's really handy to take away and use.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you do, Jane?
I support wonderful women who are struggling with menopause.
Right,
and
okay.
all its shenanigans.
Right, okay. So you actually did a program about that with Who Cares Wins show on Channel Radio, did you not, some time ago?
I've just moved into the menopausal stuff, but on that occasion, I actually had a client with me who'd had a fantastic breakthrough from a very long spate of depression.
Right, okay.
And he came along to the show and
right, okay.
we were interviewed together.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. That kind of breakthrough, is that what you specialise in, helping people get through those kind of things?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, we use some great tools and techniques and, yeah.
Brilliant. So how do we find out more about you and what you do?
My website is janeunsworth.com and, yeah, I love helping people kickstart their health, their energy, their vitality, so that they can really get on with having a fabulous life.
Fantastic. You can't ask for more than that, can you? JaneUnsworth.com. That's the place to go.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see you. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon here at Get Social, and we'll see you again, Jane.
Thank you very much.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show at Get Social Kent, and I've just bumped into Sandra. Hello, Sandra. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. You okay?
Cool. So, Sandra, why don't you tell us a bit about what you do and what your organisation is?
Right, our organisation is My Farmers Market. We run farmers markets across Kent, so we organise farmers markets, and we also make jams and chutneys that we sell at the farmers markets as well.
That's brilliant. Farmers markets are big stuff at the moment, aren't they? We have loads of producers and food and drink people, and farmers markets are the place to buy local produce, are they not?
They are. There's some really, really good local producers. We've been involved in farmers markets 15 years and it's wonderful to see them growing in Kent.
Absolutely, absolutely it is. And more people are making use of farmers markets and going out buying their produce and buying things. I live in Tenterton. We have a farmers market during the week every Thursday, and it gets more and more people there every week, more and more customers, more and more people buying local produce, which is brilliant.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can we find out about you? Are you on Twitter or
We're on
website?
Twitter.
Yeah.
We're M Farmers Market on Twitter. We've got a strawberry as our little kind of icon.
Right, okay.
We're on Facebook, M Farmers Market. We also have Facebook pages for Chislehurst Farmers Market and West Smalling Farmers Market.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that. Enjoy the rest of your day, Sandra. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. That was four quick Vox Pop interviews we did at the Get Social event last week. We're going to be playing four more next week.
And did they get to number one on Twitter trending?
Well, we actually got in the UK top six trends on Twitter.
Very good.
On the day, which was absolutely amazing because there was lots of things going on Twitter that day, and we actually got Get Social Kent. The last numbers I saw is we got 7 million engagements on the day.
Fantastic.
On the hashtag. So that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So you've got social.
Yeah, absolutely. it was a fantastic event, and a lot of people missed it because they didn't book in time. So don't miss it next time. I believe the next one is going to be next March, and we will be promoting that quite heavily. We're not sure yet because we haven't done any arrangements about where it's going to be and exactly when. But as soon as we do, there is a website, which I don't know off the top of my head, but you can follow Get Social Kent on Twitter. And when the details of the next event come up, it will be there. You'll also be able to find it, actually, thinking about it, on the Kent Invicta Chamber website under their events page. That's kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events. When it's ready, it will be listed there too. But it was a fabulous event, and that's the second running. There was one run earlier in the year, and it's grown and grown. 500 tickets to this one.
Great to see someone like Farmers Markets there.
Exactly,
not
yeah.
Someone you necessarily think would use.
Absolutely. More and more people are suddenly starting to realise the power of social media and the fact that they've got to be involved in it in some way. And it's not just social media, it's digital engagement. Mm. You know, there were lots of talks and workshops about things like pay-per-click advertising, what used to be called SEO, you know, search engine optimization, which has now changed drastically from the early days because Google have stopped it, and all kinds of things, and all kinds of digital engagement over and above just the social media aspect of it, because digital is where most things are these days. And, you know, it's important that we understand what's going on and how we can use it and what the trends are and where things are going and all of that kind of lovely stuff. I want to tell you about another workshop that's coming up as well. And this is a workshop that has come out of a series that we're running in conjunction with the University of Kent and Think Big Associates, which is the 10 BIG traits. That's Business Improvement and Growth Traits. It's a research program that was run by the Kent University Business School for many years, analysing various aspects of small and medium-sized enterprises. And they produced a list of 10 traits. These aren't templates. These aren't do this and you'll succeed. They are just 10 traits that entrepreneurs tend to display some of in order to reach their success. And if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, blog pages, there's an explanation of all of this. It's called BIG. To look for the BIG blog, it explains all of it. It lists the programs that we've done so far. So far, we've mentioned, talked about, and interviewed people on 7 of the traits. And the last trait that we interviewed people on was a trait called the calculator. And there's actually a workshop that you can attend to find out more about this. It's called Examining the Calculator. It's one of the 10 characteristics for effective business leaders. And it's taking place on the 7th of December at the Kent Business School on the Canterbury campus. We all know we need to manage our business, but what does this mean in reality? What information do we want and need to be able to make informed decisions about strategy or the plans for our business? We don't want so much information we can't see the wood for the trees, but knowing your sales data is a start, but it's not enough. On the 7th of December, BIG Associates, Big Associates, an official spin-out of the University of Kent, dedicated to the delivery of strategic leadership and change across growth-oriented organisations, will be running an exclusive one-day event for business owners, leaders and executives. It's you can go there by emailing for information. You can email finance@big-associates.com. That's finance@big-associates.com. And there's also a phone number and some contact details. But I'll tell you what, the easiest way to find out about this is go to the Kent Business Radio website, go to the blog pages. There is a blog called The Calculator, and all the details about The Calculator and this workshop are listed there, and you can book your place, so do get along to that. And that's really interesting, actually, because I made reference earlier to a blog that we have from Mandy Brook about being lonely at the top. And one of the very first things that Mandy said in her blog about running a business is that one of the things you have to know is your numbers. Mm-hmm. And she is so right. Mm-hmm. And Mandy, like me, just doesn't get on with numbers. You know, numbers and us aren't where it's at. So you have a tendency to avoid numbers because you don't like them and you're not very good at them and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, if you can't read a balance sheet and you can't read a P&L, you can't be in business. And this workshop is talking about the power of those numbers. It isn't a maths lesson. It isn't bookkeeping. It is very, very important that you understand your numbers, because if you don't, you don't stand a chance of being in business effectively. So interesting stuff, and funny how it comes together from a number of different angles. We're still getting loads of tweets coming in, and do keep them coming. I'm happy to have your tweets. Thank you very much. We've had a tweet from Keep It In Kent. Keep It In Kent on the Twitter. They say they're running a customer service workshop in the next Kent business event on the 18th of November. And you can find out about it by going to their website, which is K-I-I-K, K-I-I-K, that's for Keep It In Kent, presumably, K-I-I-K.co, K-I-I-K.co is their website, /NOV, N-O-V, November 2015. So do check that out. They've got a customer service workshop on the 18th of November. We've had a tweet from the Meditation Trust, and they say, it will be great if you can give us a mention. We have a course coming up on the 28th of November in both Thanet and Medway. We have introductory talks and courses on presumably meditation. It doesn't say. You can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Meditation Trust. Meditation Trust, so do give them a follow. And the lovely organic sisters, Caroline and Liz, have been on. And they say they have a cooking and tasting in Faversham on Wednesday the 11th of November, where you can meet the Organic Sisters, Riverford Kent, and the Cookery Studio. And Riverford _ Kent is where you can find Caroline and Liz. They deliver organic fruit, vegetables, and salads to your door around Kent. They are known collectively as the Organic Sisters. You have to get that right, though. You can't say that word wrong, otherwise it ends up being a bit weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are the Organic Sisters, and they have got a cooking and tasting event in Faversham on Wednesday the 11th of November. So give them a follow on the Twitter, Riverford _ Kent, and find out more about that. Although they have tweeted again, I think. And they say, don't forget. Sorry, I was coming to that, but they've told me. Don't forget, we deliver to offices as well as homes in Kent. So they deliver like fruit boxes and things like that. Mm. Well, you could have veg delivered to the office if you want, you know, a bit of cauliflower and broccoli. I'm sure we could get. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We've also had a tweet from Flo & Co, the lovely hairstylist over there in Whitstable. So thank you. Apparently they're looking for a new hairstylist to join them as well. I might offer. What do you reckon? Cool. Have you got another email you can do? And then we'll talk to our first guest, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, shall I talk about Kent Entrepreneurs on the conference?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go for it. Yeah.
So, calling all Kent entrepreneurs, if you are invited to join Kent's first Unconference, a new and unique event where you get to set the agenda and make things happen. Do you have an experience to share about how you overcame challenges in innovating and growing your business? If so, please come along and pitch to everyone. Through a lively, facilitated process, see if it gets voted in to form part of the day's agenda and get the opportunity to speak during one of the short 15-minute breakout sessions that will take place during the day. Information from each session will be posted online to encourage follow-up discussions and among attendees and other interested individuals. So why should you come? We think this is a great way to build new connections, create new business opportunities and share stories. It's a unlike a traditional conference, it acknowledges that expertise and knowledge is everywhere in the audience and not just for the invited speakers. So what's in it for you? Attendance is free of charge. Just bring yourself and that spark of desire to be more of a participant than a delegate. Running as a global entrepreneurship week, we will capture the growing entrepreneur culture spreading across Kent and give you some new tips and skills to take away that will help turn your business up another notch. So for details and booking, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/entrepreneurs-unconference. It's happening on the 19th of November, which is a Thursday, at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, 11 till 3. Supported by Canterbury City Council, Start My Biz, Rift Accounting and The Business Bunker, which is a powerful partnership with a shared passion for innovation and seeing Kent's entrepreneurs succeed.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to that. It's a first. It's a real first. And
you go to so many of these events and actually you learn sometimes more from people that you're talking to. And it's a great way to get more people involved.
We had a bizarre thing happen as well. We got an email from a guy called Steve Schmidt, and Steve Schmidt staged the very first ever Unconference in Boston. And he emails us and said, "See, you're staging an Unconference in Kent." And we went, "Yeah." And he said, "You're doing it in Canterbury." And we said, "Yeah." And he said, "I'm coming."
No.
Yeah. And we went, "Well, that's brilliant." Because apparently the business he owns, he's just opened an office in Discovery Park.
No.
Yeah. How coincidental is that? So Steve is coming along to our own conference. That's brilliant. So really chuffed with that.
All the way from Boston.
All the way from Boston. Nice one. So there's no excuse for you not coming from Faversham or Sittingbourne or Maidstone or somewhere.
No, if he can be there,
yeah,
so can
absolutely.
You.
Do come along. I've had a follow-up tweet from the Meditation Trust. They're on a roll now. They said, "Thanks for that, Paul, but sorry, we forgot to mention that the dates of the talks, the Community Hub Eastgate in Rochester on the 19th of November at 6:30 and at Bleak House on the 17th of November at 6:30. Bleak House is in Rochester as well, isn't it? I think. Was it not? I don't know. I'm not sure where Bleak House is. You'll have to tell me where Bleak House is. I think it...
Is it Broadstairs?
Well, yeah, I suddenly thought that as well, that there's a Bleak House in Broadstairs, because it was Charles Dickens' home.
I'll Google it.
Would you? But anyway, it's a Bleak House. We all know where Bleak House is, don't we? On the 17th of November at 6:30, or Eastgate on the 19th of November at 6:30. So do get along to one or both of those, actually. Hold on. Yep, thank you. They are listening. They're on the ball at the Meditation Trust, and they went, "It's in Broadstairs." Yeah, thank you. So thank you for that. Yeah, cool. Do you know what? I want to talk to our first guest now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back for his annual visit, really, Mr. Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services. Adrian, welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much.
Just give the listeners, the two people in Kent that don't know what you do, just give them an overview of what AK Pet Services is all about.
Basically, it's about transporting people and their pets to the vets, pet groomers, cattery and kennels.
Right. And you're licensed to carry live animals,
yes,
as well, which is something that I was explaining to Penn earlier when I was telling about you coming on.
Yeah.
It's something that a lot of people don't realise, because a lot of taxi companies can't carry pets, and people try to take a pet.
To be fair to the cab companies, obviously sometimes it's very difficult when you've got another client getting in the vehicle with allergies these days with dog hair and cat hair, so they have to be very careful and obviously clean the cab, you know, if an animal's been sick, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, because obviously it's motion sickness
animals
have.
Yeah. Suffer from that. I get fur balls.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's I do understand the taxi sides, obviously. But the other thing you've got to consider is if that taxi has an accident, are they insured for veterinary bills as well?
Yeah.
Because obviously that's part of my service. You know, touch wood, I don't have an accident, but if I did have an accident, I am insured for that animal on board,
right,
for any veterinary bills if it gets injured.
Absolutely. And do you provide this service in a particular area, or where you go?
It's mainly obviously in Kent. Yeah. I travel all over Kent really, depending on what people require. Mm. And obviously I go out of the area as well to referral centres like the Super Vet down in Surrey and up to the Royal Veterinary College up in Hertfordshire, depending on what is required.
Cool. So, one of the many reasons you're here is it's that time of year again, and
yes,
we always ask you to come along and talk to us, because coming up to Bonfire Night is can be a pretty testing time for pets. And also, I have to say, one of the things I noticed last weekend being Halloween, which we seem to have now adopted in full-on mode, and everybody went absolutely loopy, dressed as zombies last weekend. Apart from me, I was the only one not dressed as a zombie all weekend, I think. One of the things I noticed, though, there was a lot of fireworks associated with Halloween all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So the fireworks season seems to have extended itself. One of the things we wanted to talk to you about is pets and fireworks.
Yeah. Basically, the fireworks season really, as you said, it, starts at Halloween and really goes through to the new year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So basically, I've come in to talk to people about some easy advice, really, to, you know, help your pet and yourself.
Yeah.
Because obviously some people get quite stressful with the noise of the bangs, because obviously fireworks have got bigger and louder. So obviously it's important to try and educate people what they can do for their pets.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, isn't it? Even if you're a big, brutal bloke, you know, if somebody lets off a loud noise behind you, it makes you jump, you know, without any shadow of a doubt. I was sitting at home watching television on last Friday night, and all of a sudden somebody let an air bomb off in the street, and I wasn't expecting it. And you think, good grief. Well, I didn't. It was worse than good grief, I felt.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just made you jump because you had no idea what it was. And it took a few seconds to think, like, blooming kids with fireworks. So, let's run through some of the things we need to think about as far as pets are concerned initially, you know, and human apes we can deal with later.
The main thing really is taking your dog out for a walk a lot earlier than you normally do to obviously get them their exercise they require and get them settled at home, you know, early evening. Things that you can do is building a den within a certain area in the house, so the dog or cat or whatever gets used to this comfort place. You know, ideally, you start about 2-3 weeks before the season starts, so they get used to it, putting treats, toys in it, so they get used to this area as a safe place. The worst thing you can do is pick a dog up when it's frightened and try and cuddle it, because you're actually transmitting and identifying to that noise. So it's best not to pick your pet up.
Okay, because that's an instinct. It's like with people and kids, isn't it? If a kid's frightened, your instinct is to pick the kid up and to cuddle it in some way. So you're saying that you shouldn't really do that with
a pet. No, it's best if you can. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't work for every animal. Some dogs prefer to jump up on your lap, and if it jumps up on your lap, then fine, allow that, but don't try and make too much of it.
Right.
So that's obviously, you know, they sort themselves out. There's obviously different products on the market that you can use. There's little coats, like thunder coats, that you can put on a dog. They come all in different sizes, and they go into pressure points on the body, so it helps to calm the dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An acupuncture coat kind of thing. Yeah.
And then, you know, there's, you know, calming sprays and stuff that you can plug into your electric sockets to help, you know, calm the animal. So there's lots of things on the market, and things like CDs that you can get with different noises. I always say to people, when you get a puppy, try and get the CD where it plays different noises from the Hoover.
So you get it used to the noise,
washing machines, you know, motorbikes, you know, traffic noises, stroke to fireworks. You know, there's lots of products like that around. But very interesting, the Dogs Trust have actually produced something you can download free with the different noises.
Right, okay.
And where you can obtain this is at www.dogstrust.org.uk. And if you go over to the right-hand page and put down the menu where it says more. Then you go to help and advice, and then from there you go to dog behaviour and health. And then under that you'll see a section of sound therapy for pets.
Right, okay.
And it's got different noises that you can download, and it's free.
Right, okay.
So obviously it's a very good aid.
So that's kind of like a training aid that
when a dog is
a puppy or a cat is a kitten, you use that as part of their training.
Yeah, part of their training. Used to those noises. It's like everything, you know. Mm. The more you get used to a noise, then, you know, it's like someone says, oh, how do you put up with that noise, all that traffic going past? Yeah. But once you've lived there a few...
You zone it out.
And of course,
there are dogs that are gun dogs, and, it wouldn't faze them at all. No. So it's not something that every pet suffers from, I guess.
No, that's right.
Is it primarily cats and dogs that suffer from this, or can it affect most pets?
It can affect most pets. You know, obviously a loud bang.
Yeah.
Obviously... You know, like ourselves, a loud bang, and we, you know, what was that sort of thing, type thing. So it's the same with animals, really.
Mm. Yeah. Because you do get a range, like anything else, you get a range of different reactions to it, do you not? You know, some pets will be scared, just like we were saying with a human. You know, if you let off a loud bang behind a human, you're going to duck, because that's what you do. It's an instinct. It's a flight or fight response.
Yeah, sure.
But once you've worked out what it is, you just open a door and scream at them, don't you?
Yeah.
I suspect that some pets have an initial shock when the bang goes off, and then they may either bark at it or, you know, try and find out what it was.
Yeah.
But other pets will be kind of terrified by it and will run and hide or whatever. What kind of reactions do you get? How do you tell if it's, upsetting your pet in the long term, if you see what I mean?
Well, there's lots of things you can do. You know, the main thing I would suggest, if you're worried about it, get professional advice.
Yeah.
A lot of vets now have nurse clinics, or you can go and see the vet, explain what's happening. Mm. They can prescribe tablets for calming animals. Mm. So always, if you're really unhappy about things and you're not sure what to do, always go to the professionals to get advice.
Absolutely. I want to kind of move on and talk about some other pet-related things. And, you know, we are a nation of pet lovers in this country. And sometimes you see people with pets and you think, you must remember this is an animal. It's not a baby, yeah. And even if it was a baby, you shouldn't be doing some of these things. I've just seen a few things recently about obese pets and things like that, and the kind of treats that we feed people, feed to animals. I said people there, because that's a problem too. We ought to stop that as well. But have you got any thoughts and feelings, again, coming up to Christmas when there's lots of sweets and chocolates and things hanging around?
Yeah, it's very important over the Christmas period. It amazes me how many animals the emergency vets see over the Christmas period, chocolates are left at the wrong height, dog pulls it down, starts eating the chocolates. Then you're talking about a £400-£500 vet bill, because you've got to take it to the emergency vets to give it an injection to make it sick, to get the...
Because dogs and chocolate do not go, do they?
No, it's the cocoa in the chocolate is the poisonous factor in it. Mm. Obviously, you can buy special treats for animals. Mm. You see them now, Christmas stockings for dogs, cats. So obviously there are special chocolates that you can obviously feed. Mm. But the other worst thing is turkey bones. The amount of animal people, they pull the turkey down, or they give them turkey. And obviously turkey bones are, you know, brittle, they break and they splinter and they get caught in the animal's throats. And it's a very uncomfortable and nasty bit to do, to try and get these splinters out of animals' throats.
Are there other foods as well? I've been told grapes and potatoes.
Yeah, there's grapes are poisonous, and yellow flowers. It's another, you know, daffodils are poisonous to animals. So
about potatoes.
I'm not sure about potatoes. I think they're all right, but it's like all these things in modern.
Mind you, they used to say potatoes were poisonous to humans as well once upon a time.
Did they?
Yeah, really. Yeah, no, really. Yeah. Well, they are, actually, if you eat them in enough quantity and you eat them raw. But yeah, exactly. The interesting, you're absolutely right. A friend of mine actually had a husky puppy.
Yep.
And yeah, gorgeous little thing. And at Sunday lunch, they were cooking Sunday lunch, and they both went to the kitchen to bring the next part in, and had a roast chicken in the centre of the table, and a puppy got up on the table and had the whole roast chicken in one go.
Yeah.
And it cost them thousands because the bones got stuck all over the inside of this puppy.
Yeah.
They had to rush it to the vet. It was cut open. They had to remove all the bone splinters because chicken, turkey, duck, those kind of, they have very fragile bones and they splinter very easily. And, of course, they get stuck into every part of the dog.
Yeah.
And it cost them a lot of money to do that. But luckily, it healed.
Yeah.
And then did exactly the same again.
No.
3 months later. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to be careful with things like that. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. And as you said, it leads to some pretty appalling bills as well.
Yes, yeah. One of the other most important things that people have got to remember, as from April 2016 in England, Wales, and it should be in Scotland as well, all dogs must be microchipped.
Right, okay.
Very important. A lot of people are not heeding to it. It's you know, very important that it's done. There could be fines of anything between £100 to £2,500 fines if they're caught without being microchipped.
Right, okay. And when does that come in?
April 2016, it's got to be done by. If you shop around, there are some organisations doing it free. Mm-hmm. And obviously quite a few of the vets do different months where they do a promotion on it, where you can get it cheaper. So it's very important that you do get this done in time. And the other thing, it's important, people think, oh, because my dog's microchipped, I don't need to wear the collar with the tag. It still will be law that you've got to wear a collar and the tag with an identity tag as well.
Right, okay, cool. And it will be interesting to see how many people didn't know that as well, because it's not something, I don't have any pets, but it's not something I was aware of that was coming out.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
No, okay. Nice one. So, Adrian, it's an interesting subject and an interesting topic, and you've actually brought us some news that we didn't know, which was useful. Give people a shout out for both your website and your Twitter handle, so people can follow you and find out more about what you do.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is AK Pet Service, and my website is www.akpetservice.co.uk. And at the moment, I'm working very hard with my provider with my website, trying to build a database of different services, i.e. the vets around Kent, groomers, catteries and kennels. And hopefully in the next few months, that will be available on my website as well.
Fantastic. Adrian, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Absolute pleasure to hear from you. We're going to have our traditional mid-show break while we get our next guest lined up on the phone. So in the meantime, have a listen to some of this.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.